You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Freed on Business, and we have Andrew Morton, philanthropy attorney to the stars of sports and the silver screen. And welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit in this segment about Lauren's kids, Lauren's walk, and maybe I should lay the foundation a little bit for what we're going to talk about next, which is the events that the philanthropist athletes show and how they support each other at the events. But first, I want to talk about what's happening today, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, actually 10:15 to 12:15, over at the Miami Arena. Lauren Book will be walking. I'll be walking. My wife will be walking. It is the Heat players, if they're in town, and certainly the front office will be walking. We met Coach Spoelstra. We've met all these different Heat-related people. And why do they come out? Because they come out to support Lauren. Why do they support Lauren? Because Lauren advocates child abuse. 95% advocate. Oh, my God. Did I just say that?
I was going to let you correct yourself on that.
Oh, God. Lauren advocates against child abuse. So look for people that are grooming the kids in your area. If somebody's paying some kids special attention, there's probably something going on behind the scenes. Check it out. It's your duty as a citizen and Florida law to report it. So join Lauren and myself in the Miami Heat around 10:15 to 12:15 tomorrow at the AAA. Now, let's talk about some of the events that you've been throwing. Andrew, what are some of the good events that the philanthropists that you work with throw, and do they support each other at the events?
Yeah, they're great with, probably the biggest privilege of my job is that, you know, I get to work with some folks who just care deeply about these causes. You know, we talked a little bit when I was on last time about, you know, how frustrating it is sometimes to hear folks say that, you know, that these people are only doing it to make themselves look good. They're only doing it because they have to. That's not candidly been my experience. The folks that go into the philanthropy sector are doing it knowing that it takes work, and it's an added burden. It's an added, I should say burden. It's something extra in their schedule, and these are not people who tend to have a whole lot of time. So, you know, when you have that self-selection of the folks who really do care deeply about these causes, they understand the power of leveraging that celebrity into philanthropy. They know how much it means to them when other celebrities attend their events. And, of course, you know, they will pay it forward and do the same thing. There's, you know, a bit of a circuit for the more active philanthropists who will attend each other's events, whether it's a golf tournament or a gala, emceeing, you know, an annual event or something along those lines. They're just deeply supportive of each other, especially, you know, when they have similar causes. You know, for example, on Tuesday, the event that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar attended on Capitol Hill was also attended by Pierce Brosnan and Marsha Cross. So if one celebrity can bring a spotlight to a cause, you know, that just starts to go up, you know, exponentially when you multiply that by a number of celebrities. You sort of bring them together, and the power just tends to increase because it's drawing all those different demographics, the folks who follow each one of them. It can really, you know, grow either the attendance at event or the number of people who will, you know, read a news story or watch a TV, a news segment, that sort of thing.
What's your favorite event that you've attended? You don't have to out the celebrity unless you want to, but what's the favorite charity event that you've attended? Because I know you go to a bunch of them with all these super duper people.
Well, the events tend, you know, what I always advocate, or, you know, what I recommend that my clients do is, you know, make it easy on themselves and attend events or host events at places that they're going to be anyway. So, you know, if there tend to be a number of celebrity-related, you know, causes, events around, for example, the Super Bowl, the ESPY Awards, the Oscars, you know, different events where folks are going to be anyway. You know, the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl week is, you know, just sort of one night after another of these charity events that because you have so many people who are there anyway, it's very difficult to sort of get an event on somebody's schedule if they're not planning to travel. You know, if you've got to put somebody on a plane, fly them across the country, put them up at a hotel to attend an event for a few hours and fly them back, that's very different than saying, okay, look, you're going to be at the Super Bowl anyway, So could you drop by and walk the red carpet at our event? I actually was, lucky enough, and I should say, it was not without its stress. But at this past Super Bowl week, had five clients who hosted a total of 9 events that raised millions of dollars. I mean, one event alone brought in over $1 million.
Wow! I know who I'm going to go to the Super Bowl with next year.
Well, not the Super Bowl. See, the trick is you go in on Wednesday, and you book a flight out on Sunday morning. You want no part of being at the game.
Why? What happens? Because it's an absolute corporate zoo?
Well, it's just it's a football game. You don't. Yeah, exactly. You don't. There are better things to do with $7,000 or $8,000 than watch a football game. Like maybe give it to charity and watch it come on TV.
Oh, high five to you, Andrew.
That'd be my suggestion.
Well, now we're talking about what Bruce talked about, being true to your authentic brand. What do you think your brand is?
Well, what I hope it is just doing philanthropy the right way. It's not enough in this world to just be well-intentioned when it comes to nonprofit oversight and nonprofit management. You can have all the best intentions possible, but there are laws to follow. There are best practices to follow. And, despite, your very lofty motives, if you don't do it the right way, not only aren't you going to have much of an impact, but it actually harms the whole so-called celebrity philanthropy model, because then folks in the public tend to think that none of these celebrities know what they're doing, that none of the causes related to high-profile individuals are really well-managed or overseen properly. So, what I would hope my brand is just, if you're going to work with me, then you're going to do it right. It's going to be transparent. It's going to be in line with every law, every reg, all the best practices. If any of my clients happen to draw the short straw and get a random audit, I will be more than happy to seat the IRS agent at a conference table, go get them breakfast, and give them the books, and tell them to knock himself out. Because that's the way these organizations have to be run. They're held not only to the same standards as other nonprofits, but they're held to higher standards because more people are looking. It's easier these days to be able to pull up a tax return for a nonprofit or to be able to look into these publicly disclosed documents. And, it may not be the case that, a soup kitchen in Pascagoula is having watchdog groups look into their tax returns, but I promise you, people are looking at Coach Ditka, people are looking at Kareem, people are looking at Julia, and they want to make sure that these aren't sham organizations, that they are true nonprofits, and they're following the law while they're doing this good work.
Well, we've got to go, but I will tell you this. I really appreciate you looking at one of the star athletes that I work with has sent me a charity event, and I'm so thrilled you're going to take a look at it. Andrew Morton, philanthropy attorney to, really important people doing great things. High five for the great stuff you do every day, Andrew.
Thank